All right, let's get to it right away. Who do you believe? It's that simple. Who do you believe? And for me, I know 1,000%. I know infinity who I believe, and his name is General John Kelly. So the general is trying to influence the race. Let's say some people reaching out to me yesterday in a variety of ways. And raising valid points, Dave Harrigan, Chad Harbin, Dave Harrigan here. Now, wait a second. Here we go. It's 2 weeks away from the election. Why is this popping up now? You want to know why? Because John Kelly doesn't want Donald Trump anywhere near the White House. Simple, period, end of statement. John Kelly, Marine, four-star general, gold star general. Is he on CNN? Is he on MSNBC? Is he writing a book? No, no, and no. He worked with the narcissist, the lying narcissist, who is Donald John Trump, who right now, in my opinion, if the election was today, he would win. I repeat, in my view, if the election was today, he would be the 45th and 47th president of the United States. John Kelly speaking to Jeffrey Goldberg, who I think is a damn good reporter, and also the New York Times, about a variety of topics involving Donald Trump, including Adolf Hitler. And let me just get to Hitler before let's play the Kelly soundbite with the Times in a second. I don't think Donald Trump is in any way close to Adolf Hitler. I will stand by that statement, and I won't spend a tenth of a second considering voting for him. By the way, democracy's not going to end if he wins. He's going to have significantly fewer guardrails. I agree with that. But democracy is not going to die if Donald Trump is the 47th president of the United States. Buckle up. God knows what he might do. He's tons of it is just bluster. I don't want to see it happen. And by the way, I'm far from in love with Kamala Harris and her campaign. I made that very, very clear. But because we're going to get to Hitler, and I've pushed back on Hitler constantly. To me, the lefties were talking about W and Hitler. Ridiculous. Then the righties were talking about Barack Obama and Hitler. Ridiculous. And then Donald Trump. Is Donald Trump obsessed with authoritarian dictator-like officials? Just use his own words, Dave. Kim Jong-un, Putin. Who's the other madman that he's always in, the European leader that he's always talking about?
Well, it was Viktor Orban, who we mentioned in the debate, right?
Yes, exactly. And so here's John Kelly, who was Secretary of Homeland Security, and then came into politics in a way he's never come into politics. Four-star general, lost his son also. Who, again, is he hawking a book? Is he doing this to make money? No, he's not. He's doing this because he is worried about Donald Trump as the president of the United States. Here's some of the audio when he's talking to the New York Times, John Kelly, about Donald John Trump.
Certainly, the former president is in the far right area. He's certainly an authoritarian. Admires people who are dictators. He has said that. So he certainly falls into the general definition of fascist.
That's the fascist definition. He's also quoted in the Atlantic and the Times saying Donald Trump often said Hitler did some good things too.
He commented more than once that, you know, Hitler did some good things, too. And, of course, if you know history, again, I think he's lacking in that. But if you know what Hitler was all about, you'd be pretty hard to make an argument that he did anything good.
So what would you say when he said to you that Hitler did a lot of good things?
Well, I tell him that. I said, first of all, you should never say that. But if you knew what Hitler was all about from the beginning to the end, everything he did was in support of his racist, fascist life, philosophy.
One of the worst human beings to ever walk the planet is Adolf Hitler. He didn't do a single thing well. He didn't do a single redeeming thing. He killed six million people because didn't agree with their religion. Poisoned the water. He was willing to brutal slaughter innocents for basically total world power. Then we have another part of this story involving a soldier who was killed. Terrible story. Well, let's stay with Bolton too. Let's get to the soldier in a second. So, John Bolton, about as conservative as it gets, okay, an actual Republican. Trump's a rhino, and it's worked amazingly well. Donald Trump was definitely a lefty while he was in New York. Sure, he was a conservative in his fiscal purposes, but he saw an opening, and it's worked magnificently well. He won the presidency. He lost the presidency. And he's locked in an extraordinarily close race. So when he morphed into this completely different political person and certain people have bought it, it's worked out extraordinarily well. John Bolton, just look at his pedigree from Reagan to Bush. True conservative. He worked as his national security advisor. Was with him for years, saw Donald Trump up close. Last election, when he couldn't vote for Donald Trump, who'd he vote for? Dick Cheney. Okay, this isn't AOC. I'm not playing what Keith Ellison thinks of Donald Trump. It's John Bolton. And so Caitlin Collins is saying, well, what do you think? Is he a fascist? What do you got?
I think it's a mistake to get into a controversy over whether Trump meets the definition of fascist or not. I think his behavior alone is troubling enough. To be a fascist, you have to have a philosophy. Trump's not capable of that. Adolf Hitler wrote a profoundly troubling book called Mein Kampf, My
Wait
Struggle. Donald Trump couldn't even read his way all the way through that book, let alone write something like it. I'm not trying to understate the dangers of a Trump presidency. I think it's important to focus on the dangers themselves. And I'll just quickly give you two other characterizations of Donald Trump that I think may be more resonant. The first is Rex Tillerson, his first Secretary of State, has the iconic description of Donald Trump, takes two words, and that's that he's an effing moron. The second is Charles Krauthammer, one of the most astute analysts of contemporary America, tragic loss to the country that he died. But he once said to me, and I know he said this publicly, I estimated Trump wrong by about 10 years. Originally, I thought he was an 11-year-old, but I realized I was 10 years off. He's a one-year-old. One-year-olds view the entire world, every sensation that comes at them, through the prism of, does this benefit me? And that is a good description of Donald Trump. And it doesn't mean that one-year-olds are all fascist. It means that's Donald Trump's mental acuity.
That is as crushing as it gets. By the way, John Bolton has made the point over and over again. He's not going to vote for Kamala Harris. He's not a liberal. He's not going to vote for her. So, again, don't come at me with, well, these are just lefties. The former Joint Chiefs, Mark Milley, what he said about him, what General Mattis said about him, what Mark Esper, his defense secretary, said about him, what hundreds of people have said about him. His vice president will not work for him. Didn't care about his safety. This isn't me, lefty me. As of today, I have no idea if I'm voting for Harris. I have made this point again. I'll just make it briefly. Voted for a Republican for the 2016 presidential race. Voted for a Republican congressman for two straight decades. Last race in 2022 in this state, of the four statewide races, I voted for two Republicans. I may vote for a Republican as president. I'm not just lefty. This guy is dangerous. He's intellectually incapable of it, and he only thinks of himself, and he's diminished from 2016. Agree with me, disagree with me. Go at me. Say I'm exactly right. I want to hear what Dave Harrigan has to say. I want to hear what you have to say. I believe John Kelly 1,000%. I don't believe anything that comes out of Donald Trump's mouth. Of course, other politicians lie. By the way, this the show, let me just emphasize this. This the show that over 2 years ago I said Joe Biden shouldn't run for re-election, questioned himself if he was up for the job, and who interviewed the first congressman and was able to get him to say, a Democrat, that Joe Biden shouldn't run for re-election. So save me the lefty talk. Doesn't match up. I'd vote for Mitt Romney in a second today. 1 second. If Nikki Haley was on the ticket right now, if it was Haley, Harris, and Trump, I'd vote for Haley. So get out of here with just the laziness of left. This guy is an outlier. But unfortunately, he's not an outlier to a lot of people. And again, you get to do what you want to do, your vote. I'm not mad at you. We just disagree. I'm sure we could find many other areas where we would agree. But I don't, I mean, come on. Four-star general or Donald Trump, you have to be kidding me. Any other candidate, this ends their presidency. Now let's get to the part about a soldier who was killed and the money aspect of that, along with what do you want to say? I really wasn't planning on starting the show, but then this comes out again, and I think it requires it. He absolutely, positively shouldn't win. But as of today, I think he will. Might change. The polling might change. But if you told me, I'm not, like I said, for a year and a half, he would beat Biden. I'm slightly convinced he would beat Harris. But a lot still can happen. Will this influence any of his hardcore voters? Zero. There's nothing. There's literally nothing that would influence the hardcore. Those Republicans who agree philosophically with conservative views, which Trump has morphed into now, but find him abhorrent, does it cause them to either not vote or vote for Harris? I don't know. On the soldier, that part of the story when we come back, but text and call 651-461-9226. We'll get to the bumper music theme when Rena joins us about 10, 11 minutes or so. Lots of texts. We'll get to a call here in a second, too. I want to get to the private who was killed. Donald Trump in a televised moment in the Oval Office showed great empathy. Second, how can I help with the funeral, with family members there and cameras there? It would turn out later, according to Jeffrey Goldberg's reporting, who John Kelly has talked to. So I think we have a pretty good idea about the sourcing from Goldberg here. After Esper leaves, and it's near the end of the presidency, he says, what about the soldier? How much was it? Because Trump graciously offered to pay $60,000, then swears about it. I'm not going to pay that. The sister came out quickly and criticized that. Don't bring my family into this. Donald Trump was gracious with us, and I voted for Donald Trump. And when I tweeted this out, a number of people pointed that out. I don't want to besmirch the family or the passing of a fallen hero in any way. I will just say this. The first meeting, the family was there. That is 100% correct. And when Trump said that, it seemed like a very genuinely kind gesture. The second meeting, when Goldberg's reporting says this, nobody in the family was there. So if she wants to believe Donald Trump, totally fine. If you want to believe Donald Trump, totally fine. She wants to vote for him? Of course she can vote for him. But on the meeting, with people kept coming at me on Twitter yesterday, Dave, look what this sister said. Look what. It's not the first meeting. It's the second meeting. And come on. Cash Patel and Mark Meadows. There is stooges. There is flunkies. Just like some other politicians have their flunkies and stooges who never criticize them. Does it go to the Trump level? Probably not. I think that's been established. But come on again. If you want to praise the sister, you want to support the sister, bravo. But the meeting that we're talking about, that Goldberg is writing about, she wasn't in it. And I love that people are going at me, fact check. This wasn't that hard, boys and girls. I love when you're lecturing about fact check and your facts are so off.
I was told he wouldn't be doing fact checking tonight, Chad.
So good. What do you want to say, sir?
It's a party that left me behind. I voted for Bush. I voted for McCain. I voted for Romney. And when it became time to vote for Trump, it wasn't a question. Absolutely not. I voted this morning, me and Tim Walz.
Together?
No, different locations. Him in Ramsey County, myself in Washington. I did not vote for Donald Trump. It wasn't a question. It wasn't a possibility. There's so much more to me than slight policy differences, and in some cases, major policy differences.
There are many major ones.
And you know what? I don't agree. I far from agree with a lot of the ideas that Democrats have, specifically the further left you go. But to me, there's just no question that Donald Trump is an awful human being, a pig of a human being, and absolutely not worthy of somebody that should hold the highest office in the land. That's simple.
Glenn has called in. Glenn, go ahead. You're on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Yeah, hi, Chad. I'm right with you, Chad. I do not want to vote for Donald Trump, but what does that leave me? I really am not going to vote for Harris, but she sealed that up when she picked Walz. And as Minnesotan, we know what that's about. And so my question to you is, what choice do I have? You know, where am I left with?
Well, it's a fair question. And there are people very close to me who know I'm not voting for Trump. And today, I'm not in the ballot box today. I highly doubt I would vote for Harris. My policy has always been, sir, that I will vote for anyone who's running for the office. That includes other people who are Republicans or Democrats, Libertarian, other candidates. I think we have to make a stand over and over and over again that if we just allow who the two parties give us, we're going to continue to get a number of choices that are lousy. I'm not comparing how lousy Trump is to Harris, but to me, I mean, by far, when she was a senator and when she ran in 20, she's well left of where I am. Not even close. I would have much preferred Josh Shapiro. I would have much preferred a center-left person. I would have much preferred, and they would have called Biden out a year and a half before and actually had a race, and we would find out more. I just don't accept that we have to vote either one, but I understand, Glenn, a lot of people are saying it's a wasted vote. I just don't agree with those folks.
I don't believe it is a wasted vote, though. I believe if I do not vote, I'm voting for Harris, and so to speak.
Well, but then people say the same thing because I can show you all sorts of texts. I can show you probably 500 texts. Dave sees them all the time. When I say I was not going to vote for Biden because intellectually he wasn't capable of the job. Very, very simple. And by the way, I would have preferred Senator Biden, who was a centrist compared to how in some ways he was pulled to the left. But a lot of people make the argument if you don't vote for Harris, it's basically vote for Trump. I trust your instincts. That's what I would say. Trust your instincts. That's what you do. You should do, sir. Thanks for the call. Let's get to some texts. Wasn't the soldier story debunked by the sister? I just laid that out. She was not in the second meeting. Chad, thanks for the show and opinions. I'd like to hear how the negative effects of the Harris plans for a country if we continue with the Democrat as a president. If she ran center left, I'm for it. Their immigration plan was a catastrophe. The Afghanistan removal, even though they were put in a bad spot by Trump, by the way, Trump, who was willing to have the Taliban meet at Camp David, that was a catastrophe. The second inflation or excuse me, the inflation reduction plan went too far. They won't admit any mistakes. I'm a bit, she's supposedly the change agent. She still can't tell me one thing she's going to do different from Joe Biden. Not one. By the way, Shapiro, the guy I taught a lot, he's on the other day on Meet the Press. He's asked, tell me one thing where she's different from Joe Biden. Nothing. It shouldn't just be, I'm not Donald Trump. You should be able to show stronger views of why you're in this position. I do not like Trump, do not want him as president, but I do want a Republican president. So what other choice do I have? I totally agree with you, but on what you said about Trump, but if you don't vote for Harris, you're voting for him. Here we go again. The word salad stuff. I think her inability to answer questions is atrocious. Happened again with Hallie Jackson last night. Let's see. I'm very surprised you don't think democracy is on the ballot. I don't think the ruination of a country is going to happen if he's our president. I think he is going to test the power of our presidency, because it is our presidency, in ways that we have not imagined in a long time. And I think some of his bluster is going to be bluster. He's not going to, I don't believe for a second, I think it's still chilling. Do I think he's going to use the military to track down Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi? I don't. But it still should be looked at and said, this is a guy you're going to support when he's saying that stuff? Because then people make up, no, he's talking about the illegal immigrants. By the way, the Biden policy in that area was a fiasco. It was in common. He says it.
Use their names.
Uses their names.
Shifty Schiff.
And then other people have to come on and try to justify what he said. All right, we're late. Let's get to Rena.